Hi, I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. Welcome to my podcast, Journey from Grief to Healing. Grief is difficult, I know. I lost my best friend and wife after a long marriage. In this series of podcasts, I am sharing my book, Grieving, Walking Through the Darkness, with you. You'll discover that what you are experiencing, physically and emotionally, is normal. Healing is possible, and it is tied to the painful but powerful life lessons we learn. Remember, love always wins, and life will get better. Episode 18. Later that night, I went through my ritual of emptying the dishwasher, checking the doors to see they were locked, and turning off lights. Before I went to bed, I thought about the part music played in our lives. Before Babe became ill, we played music each morning. Sometimes I'd grab a hold of her and dance. Other times, while I was doing my morning exercises, I'd lie on the floor, and Babe would come near me and do a seductive dance. I'd get up and chase her. And at other times, I heard her singing along with the song. I loved her voice. I stopped playing music the day she went into the hospital. When morning came, I remembered the promise I made about playing music. I went into the kitchen and turned on my iPad. I found the iHeartRadio app and turned it on. Garth Brooks began singing Unanswered Prayers. Imagine that. I cried. I let the song play and I let the tears flow. I know it took courage to turn the music on. I know it took courage to continue listening to the song. And I also knew grace was flowing into me from a loving God who whispered, "It's time to come back. Just a little bit. You're loved." A week later, I met with him at the coffee shop. I told him, "I play music every day. I cried this morning when a female singer sang the words, 'Please never forget me.' I didn't turn the song off. I said, 'Babe, I will never forget you. I will love you forever.' Em got out of her chair and came around the table and hugged me. The tears flowed. I'm not embarrassed." She turned to a chair and sat down and said, "It's a simple step, Ray, playing music. It's not an easy step. You will hear songs that will tear at your heart and tears will flow. A home in life without music is not much of a home in life. Music lights the soul and brings much happiness. Every time you take a small step, Ray, it is an act of courage because each step brings back memories of what was and moves you further away from what was. Anytime I hear a song that reminds me of her, Em, the tears flow. Will they ever stop?" "They will stop when they stop," answered Em matter-of-factly. "What does that mean, Em, they will stop when they stop?" "Your tears are your soul's way of speaking to you. It's okay if your tears flow. It's okay if your tears continue to flow for 30 years. It's okay. Let it go." "Do you still cry?" I asked. "Yes, and Nathan doesn't mind. He knows what I lost. He's not Peter. I don't compare him to Peter. He's a good man. Peter was a good man and my soulmate. You're working your way through, Ray. As much as I would like to make it easier for you, I can't. No one can. Moments of love will happen and will give you the strength you need to carry on to the next moment. Perhaps if you journaled about working your way through, it might help." "Do you mean journaling about the pain I feel?" I asked Em, hoping she caught my meaning. She shook her head. "Think of it this way, Ray. You need to tell someone else besides me how you feel. No one wants to listen to me, Em. Everyone has their problems. They don't need my burden. I'm not talking about anyone. Have you told Barb how you feel? Be honest with her. I have a feeling she'll send you some sunshine. Let the sunshine she sends to you flow into you. The sun has a way of making everything feel better." Before I can respond, Em stood and said, "I've got to run, Ray. Ciao." She squeezed my hand and left. I hope you enjoyed listening to episode 18. Some parts of it were very difficult for me, especially when I was speaking about the songs. There were some lines I had to repeat over 3 or 4 times. In episode 19, I journal and talk to Babe about what I'm experiencing. Hope you're back listening to it. Have a great day.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe to get notifications of future episodes. You can also check out my blog, Looking on the Bright Side, at www.dancingalone530.com. It's all positive and uplifting. If you have any questions about my grieving experience or want to share your grieving experiences with me, please email me at ray.breese, B-R-E-S-E, at gmail.com. My book, Grieving, Walking Through the Darkness, is available on Amazon. Have a great day and stay strong. Never quit. Never give up.